Hello again. Welcome to Juverissimo Live Show. So today we have a very special guest, Mr. Arden Jacoubi. He was ex-director of administration in cooperation with Diaspora, and he is the actual CEO of Woodmania and executive director for SABA, which is Sandbach Business Owner Association, which has 77 companies inside this association. So, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you.
Mr. Julio, thank you for this show. And in the beginning, sorry a little bit for my English. It's not so fluent, but I hope I will introduce everything that you want to know about my country.
Sure. So for the audience, today we're going to talk about investments in Montenegro. It's very attractive. It's been growing a lot in the last years. There's specific areas and sectors that Mr. Arben was going to discuss. And we're going to have a full review in detail for everyone out there who's looking for, you know, attractive investment and safe, where it's going to be. So today is the actual presentation. So I'll just pass the word to Mr. Arben. He's going to roll over a bit of the story of Montenegro, actual status, and what are the sectors that is most attractive right now for investment. Arben, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. First of all, I will speak a little bit about the country. Our country was young country, let's say 206 years we have independence before 18 years. Before that we was in Yugoslavia, a bigger country on Western Balkan, which is fall down before 30 years. In that period we was in communism and everything owned the state, private sector was not able to be established, and after that every country in the Western Balkans start growing up. Some countries go faster, some slower, but anyway every one of us let's say grow up. Montenegro is not huge country. We have population around 650,000 people, which is less than 1 million, but sure. We have huge diaspora. Almost three countries live outside of the Montenegro, and every of them is, let's say, very successful, and they help to the state a lot, not only with investment, they help country with knowledge, they learn a lot of skills outside of the country. They help in health sector, they help in school sector, they help in every place where country need them. Now, what is specific in Montenegro? We are touristic country. We have very beautiful seaside in the Mediterranean area, and in this part of the land we have a lot of investment. Let's say we have in this period investment more than 2 billion euro, which is already, you can see that project. The best project is Porto Montenegro Marina, which was finished before 3 years. Now we have Porto Novi, Azerbaijan, like a state, invest in this new, let's say, city. They already invest half billion of euro. And also we have one investment, Luštica Bay, in one island. Let's say one investor from Egypt, he invest 1 billion euro in that place. And this is
in these regions, the investment was specific for infrastructure, hotels, restaurants, bars, or it's all diverse. What exactly was the investment?
Let's say the biggest investment are in this region in real estate, but not normal real estate, very luxury real estate. For the, let's say, population which can pay a huge price for perfect conditions. In the central area, we have space to invest in lot of things, mostly in renewable energy. We, like a state, have a huge potential because right now we export around 50% of energy what we produce. This is very good for the state because with less work, government earn a lot of money which can invest in another sector. Because of that, normally reinvestment, and because of that, we are very open it now for every investor in this region, because we have possibility for wind, renewable energy, solar, and also we have in every city minimum one river for hydro energy, but also we have many cities with more than one river. Also in the north of the country, we have space to investment. Right now, government invest in 5, let's say, ski resorts. We invest more than 100 millions of euro because most of Europe suffer right now because they don't have a snow. Right now, we have snow in many mountains in the Montenegro. These centers will be finished, let's say, in 2 years, and this will be very, very good tourism area because, like you know, people from Europe, everyone like to spend some holidays in the winter, specifically in the ski resorts. What is good in Montenegro, we have the lowest income tax rates in the Europe, is around 9%. Investors who invest in the north of the country, if they income have less than 200,000 euro, they will pay zero income tax, which very is also attractive. Very, very attractive. Who earn more than 200,000 euro, it's okay to pay 9% to the state. Also, what is good, we use euro, like we are not part of the European Union, but currency is euro, which is very, very good for the business. And also, we are part of NATO, what gives investors stability. They know
safety.
Yes. And also, we have expectation to be next part of the EU. Every signals what we have right now is after 3 or 4 years we will be next part of the EU. We are near to that door.
On the path. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, other cost is lower than in Europe. Let's say 800 euro is average price of the salary, which is also attractive to many investors.
Sure.
And that's it. What is cons of the Montenegro is small country, and we have possibility for jobs which need approximately 100 workers. We don't have possibility to open factories where we need, let's say, 2,000 workers, because is not possible to find in one area.
Yes.
But have space for everything, for your investors, everyone who want to invest in Montenegro. We will find a way, give the some guarantees for security of the investment, and everyone is welcomed. What we cannot guarantee is profit. This is normally because this depends of the skills of the investor, but of everything course. Else, every investor will have like in their own home. Also, administration for opening company in Montenegro is very low. They can finish like foreigner investor in 5 days, let's say, everything. Only what they need to have is one director.
The whole procedure. The whole procedure takes five working days to achieve FDI. I see.
Yes. And that's it. This is for now. If you have more questions, I am most open to answer.
Sure. Let's review now what is the current status. Let's start. There are several sectors we're going to go through. Let's talk about first on energy. So on energy, what are the main focus right now? Is it hydro, wind, solar? What are the main focus now? What investments have been done? And what is the main production right now in energy?
Main production in energy was big hydro electricity, what was made before, let's say, 15 years or even more. We have one story finished from Malta, investor from Malta. They invest in wind energy, wind park in the south of the country. They produce, I think, around 300 kilo megawatt.
300 megawatts, okay.
Yes, they finished that. And now we have possibility to invest in solar energy. We have many lakes which is not usable, where we can put the solar energy and use it for us. Also, we try to find a new way to make solar energy also in the seaside, in the sea, inside of the sea. This is new story. And also, we have possibility for new hydro investment.
What are the current capacities at this moment? What is the average production for the country in electricity?
This depends of the cities, because we don't have infrastructure for in every city to can take to receive that amount of the
electricity.
Megawatt, yes, electricity. In some cities you can make more than 2000 megawatt. In some cities you cannot make more than, let's say, 100 megawatt. But in every city have some possibility. We have 26 cities. Let's say in every city minimum you can invest without any problem something which can produce minimum 100 megawatt.
Sure.
Normally every investor who want to invest in energy, we will send all data, everything, and they will know from the beginning to the end
all information, the compliance, what are the costs, what is the current price, selling price, etc., right?
Everything. And what is important in this job, in this area, is we are connected with Italy with one cable upon the sea, and we export to EU energy without any problem. Let's say everything go to the EU, and the price is very, very, very high. Let's say they pay more than countries in the Balkan.
Sure. Wonderful. So let's go through now infrastructure. So what is the status of infrastructure? Like we mentioned that factories in high scale, they don't exist. So what kind of factories do exist in Montenegro, and what type of infrastructure is more constructed in Montenegro? Is like offices, hotels, homes, average? Do you have just an estimate average of view?
Because of that, I say we are not huge country to have big production. We have production approximately 50 acres. Sorry for my
no, my it's okay.
English. Now we finish one part of the highway. around 44 kilometer, which is very hard to be made. It cost us $1 billion. This is the most expensive part of the highway in the Europe. But when I say to you, 3 or 4 kilometer of these highways, bridges and tunnels, you will understand why it's so expensive. Now we opened the tender, pre-tender, not main tender, with ERBD before 2 days was opened. It is worth around 560 million euro. Half of it will donate European Union to our government, and half of it will invest or state or partner.
Or private.
This part of the highway will connect north of the country with the south, and after we finish that, we are, let's say, completely connected with highways from the south to the north. What is specifically in Montenegro, we are import too many things. Let's say food. €330 million in 2023 years, we import food, which is huge for our small population. Everyone who invests in the production of the food will have many, many benefits. Let's say we invest meat from all around something like that, they will have huge income. And also production, let's say everything for what you need for real estate, have possibility to invest in Montenegro.
And any company or a person can come and invest. There's no restriction regarding any type of nationality. Is there any specific compliance, or everything is open?
Everything is open. Every foreigner who come to the Montenegro, they have free healthcare, no need to pay. They have all possibilities like domestic peoples. Okay, have some restriction for third world countries, let's say from Pakistan, and that they need visa, and for them is a little bit strict to come and live in Montenegro, but from EU, everyone can come and feel like domestic people. They can invest, they have every rule like domestic people. We are not favorized upon
them. This applies to US citizens also, or just the EU?
Yes, US. It's also, yes, also. US also, yes.
Perfect. So I think we've managed to get an idea what is the current attraction in Montenegro. As you can see, there's a lot of opportunities open, and they are very, very attractive according to investment, especially because the ROI can be very high and the investment can be very minimum comparing to any other country in Europe or US or any other advanced country, as we just mentioned. So just moving on a little bit. So if we go now to the current status, for example, of agriculture, what is developing right now in agriculture, and what are the opportunities in this sector?
Before I say, we import everything for the food. Also, agriculture product is we import. Let's say we have small production, but because we are young country, we need to develop in every step.
Especially in agriculture, is one of the sectors that needs more.
Sure, we have good climate for this sector. Have possibility. Everyone who invests they will have income 100% guarantees
By the
because
way, I'd like to mention that Montenegro has adequate weather to produce wine. So if there are wine producers out there, they can go to Montenegro and try it out and start producing there. Just wanted to mention this.
I didn't mention this, but this is the truth. We export huge amount of the wines. Also, we produce wines for Italy and from France. And many times when you buy some a bottle of Italian wines, you think is from Italy, but originally is produced in Montenegro. Also, France, many of the winery produced in Montenegro. This, let's say, is very huge potential for everyone who want to invest because we have very good wines, honestly saying, and all around the world, they use our wines from US to China.
Sure. So I think it's clear. Anyone in agriculture have a big opportunity in Montenegro to start opening up there. There's huge opportunity in this sector. So just moving on a little bit. So how is the automotive sector? Automotion sector, we're talking about that might be opportunity for EV cars, electric cars, hydrogen cars. So what is the current situation on this sector at the moment?
For now, just in capital city and the one city in the south of the country, they develop in this area. All around is not yet. This is huge possibility because this time is coming. Europe is finished the infrastructure for this type of electric cars. In Montenegro, everyone who catch up first to make, let's say, not gas station, but the electric station for the electric cars, they will make, let's say, monopole because no one is invest in Montenegro right now, but the future is coming and who is the faster, he will be in pole position.
Absolutely.
Because of that, I suggest everyone who is interested in every area, they need to be open to contact us. We will give all the detail because in podcast we cannot say everything. We can open only topics, but everyone who want to invest specifically, we can make business plans to give them everything to know
according to the situation.
Yes, yeah. Normally. Also, what is good to say for your public is that Montenegro grow up every year minimum 6% of GDP, which is amazing. Let's say 2023 years, we were second the biggest growing country in the Europe with 6.7, I think, was percentage of grow up in GDP, which show how open a state is for foreign investment because we cannot produce by ourselves all these goods, and everyone need to be friendly and come one time, especially you, Julio, visit Montenegro, visit everything.
Absolutely. I have to say, just mentioning, I'm representing Borders Consulting, as many people know, and we do have an offer to go into Montenegro of 300 million euros, which will start in two sectors at the moment, will be tourism and power sector, electricity. We're planning to do hydropower there. So anyone who wants to know more, you know, just contact us and we can go through. Arvan can do proper planning. I can do the introductions through the government and all governmental organizations formally for anyone who wants to ask and wants to want the information, what is needed and what is the compliance. He can achieve all this information to anyone interested regarding this. So just mentioning, there's a couple more points. So we mentioned already agriculture, we mentioned energy, we mentioned infrastructure. So now within tourism is very We talked about that on the south, there's a lot of investments regarding hotels. So I believe there was also restaurants, bars, nightclubs. So how has been growing, and what is the main focus inside tourism at the moment?
Tourism is the biggest sector of income for Montenegro. Directly, we have around 11% of GDP come from tourism. Indirectly, around half of GDP is from tourism, because everything that we produce in the country, tourism sector consume it. Let's say half of GDP consume domestic peoples. Montenegro is now a touristic state, which is recognized like luxury touristic state. We have very beautiful seaside sand beach, where people who come one time, they want to come many times. Every tourist who visit our country, he come minimum 3 times after that, which is amazing. You have some countries where touristic people come one time and never go back.
Of course.
In Montenegro, yeah,
we have to add that people in Montenegro are very friendly. They have extremely good weather. The beaches
have one,
like hardened sand, are sand. They all like many resorts that you can see in France, but even with higher scale at a lower price. So it's really wonderful.
What I need to mention is have one new possibility, which is opened right now. Many foreigner investors who invest in the seaside in hotels, they work not only 3 or 4 months, they work whole year. Especially from Germany and Denmark, they make hotels, and after season is finished, they bring old population from their country and bring to the hotels in the Montenegro. They spend 3 times less money than, let's say, in Germany or in Nordic countries. Spend very good times on the our seaside, because the weather is perfect, around 26 degrees, let's say, which is amazing. People, where it's cold, let's say in the Nordic or Germany, is around 0 or even -5 or -10 sometimes. Yeah. In our country, we don't have snow. We have minimum 15 degrees of Celsius in the winter. And this is also possibility for your possibility investor to know, not only in the summer times, they can work 360
Yes.
In touristic sector, whatever they imagine, they can invest in Montenegro. If they want resort, they can make resort. If they want hotel, they can make hotel. If they want restaurant, let's say before 5 days, Jamie Oliver, this famous cooker, he opened the restaurant in the Porto Montenegro.
Okay.
They can open restaurants. Also, just to mention, Floyd Mayweather, the world champion, he was before 15 days in Montenegro. He opened company already, and he want to invest around €500 million in one resort in the seaside. And you can find on his social media presentation, he was amazed with Montenegro. And when this, let's say, this investor say how secure is Montenegro and how big potential have to invest in it. If we are not good potential, no one will come. We have a lot of investor in every sector, and just they need to inform, and government will help in every area.
Roughly, how many millions visitors visited Montenegro last year? I mean, we had an average, but it was quite a lot, right? It was some millions.
Yes. Every year, this is more and more. Before 2023 years was record year of the tourism. Okay, also the war in the Ukraine made things happened to be bigger because many people from Ukraine come, rich
To
people
Montenegro.
to Montenegro. They live in Montenegro, and we. Because of that, we have a lot of tourists, and also this year we expect to be even more. We expect this season to be more than 10 million
10
visitors
million,
in
amazing.
this year's. We expect if we arrange, we are trying to arrange the airplane companies to connect Montenegro with more
More
area. If
frequency,
we
yeah.
Yes, if we do that, we are sure we will do that because connection with another state with airplane is important.
Sure. So right now, I believe that to go to Montenegro from Europe, it's through Turkey, or what is the current middle country to arrive to Montenegro?
Normally, the is Western Balkan is the most population which come Slovenia, Serbia, Bosna, Kosovo. After that is Western Balkan. From Western Balkan, we have 1 million our population which live in the Western Balkan Western Europe countries, Germany, Switzerland, and they come spend their holidays in the hometown, let's say. After that, we have huge tourists which
Outcome,
come from, yes, last year's from Arabic Gulf state. We don't have visa for UAE. They can come to Montenegro without any problem. Also, from the last year, we opened for Saudi Arabia people. From this year, we want to open for Egypt and Kazakhstan. And
okay.
we open step by step for every country to be our guest. And
It's rough to mention that all or mostly all European people can go to Montenegro with a 90-day visit stay with no visa. It's important to say that because it makes it very easy to travel from Europe to Montenegro, which is an hassle. For example, if you go to some other country, you'd be dependent on paperwork, worry about the dates, putting visas, the documentation. So in Montenegro, it's very straightforward. You arrive to the airport, the gentleman on immigration just put you a stamp if you come from any part of EU, and you get a 90-day stay, just like that. So it's mentioned to that it's very easy to Europeans to go to Montenegro also.
yes,
So just
and
to settling up, we're gonna go now to we talked about a bit of aviation. What is the current status of aviation now in Montenegro? And what opportunities are there in this sector?
we have now two airport which is o operation in one is
All
in the
year.
capital all the year, one is in capital city, and one is in the seaside, and we want to open, let's say, for another airports, and we speak with governments from Europe. They want to invest through their companies to build, let's say, three airports for normal planes and one small airport for small planes, let's say like VIP in the seaside. Also, in this sector is open. Everyone who is interested to invest in airports, they can speak with our government. We will do everything for them. They can invest, and let's say 100% is nothing, but 99% their investment will be secured, and they will earn money, and it will be good for them and also good for us, like country.
It's worth to mention that ECB also opened a branch just last year. I think it was 2022 or 2023 in Montenegro. Yes. ECB do have a branch open already also. This provides also extra insurance to any investor who goes out there, is fully open to any European regulation as it is. Yeah. So within this, what about attractions? Is there availability openings for attractions, for example, amusement parks, aquatic parks? Are there investments open in this type of amusement?
Yes, but it's a little bit stricter because many of the area is national parks, which is spectacular in Montenegro. I am from Montenegro. Maybe you think I introduced that.
No, I can say it with audience. It's true. The parks in Montenegro are really beautiful, and it's really green. And it's wonderful. Everyone should see it. Absolutely.
Yes, in that area is normally possibility to invest, but is more stricted than other areas. Also, we have many UNESCO places. Sure. Kotor, our city on the seaside, is part of the UNESCO, which is one old city, which is amazing. Also, there is huge potential to invest, but need to be very strict with UNESCO rules. But yes, Everyone who invests there, this is premium class, because that place cannot. Also, in that place come cruisers in Kotor, this UNESCO city. Let's say every month we have two or three cruisers with 5,000 people who come to the Kotor, Montenegro. Let's say they come to Dubrovnik. After Dubrovnik, next station is Kotor. Also, that is important to your public to know. MSC cruising company, the biggest cruising company, operate in Montenegro, which is also good. We have also port in the our state have port for container and every, let's say, trade. We no need to import from another countries. We can do everything in our country, and that's it.
Just to mention that everything that Montenegro does goes on sustainability and environmental. So, you know, to add that up for people who are actually on the sustainability side, you don't need to worry about that, because most of the efforts done in the country are going on the green way to start producing CO2, and all the efforts are going on that path. We just forgot to mention that, but it's hard to mention. It's very important.
We fight with this right now. Also, this is the part where they can invest because we don't have new age renewable recycling. And yes, we want to open minimum three professional new age, let's say, recycling place in the north, in the central, and in the south of the countries, and everyone also who know this job and have knowledge.
So it's recycling and waste to energy. So for everyone to know, there's a huge opportunity right now on these three areas, and it's very effortlessly, and we all contributing for the country and to be sustainable. So it's very important for everyone to know that the effort of the country really going on that area, and that's why the effort of trying to open this three extra bases of recycling and waste to energy. So we talked about the south a lot. What's on the north? What are the opportunities on the north of Montenegro? What are more there?
We call north wild beauty, which is honestly wild beauty. You have lakes, you have mountains, very beautiful mountains. You have half of the country is north, let's say. We have a lot of wood, soft wood, national parks, everything. Now we invest, like I say, in ski resorts. Let's say one ski resort start in 1,800 meters and finish in 2,300 meters, which is amazing. Everyone have approximately 1,500 meter upon sea. Our ski center start, let's say, minimum was 1,800. This is wild beauty. We already finish almost all. We finish roads, we finish, let's say, ski place with gondola, the highest level. And now we want to invest in 5-star hotels in that place, who catch this place and invest in real 5-star hotels. They will enjoy next 100 years in ski resorts. Yes, the nature with normal snow. We no need to make snow.
Yes, fake snow. Yeah.
This is natural snow. We have snow from November till, let's say, April. Even now we have even snow, but it's a little bit small amount. But
sure.
6 months they can use ski resort and have tourists every day. In the north of the country, have a lot of possibility because most of our population live in the south and in capital city. In the north, we don't have big cities. Our cities are approximately 20,000 people live inside of these small cities, and every of this area is spectacular. Everyone who come can found. Again, I say wild beauty and find the space to invest on everything. Also, we are very good for bio production of the food. Everything is organic, and this sector is high growing in the Western countries. They can make here for the cheap price, let's say, organic food and export all around the world.
Amazing, amazing. So I think we passed through a lot of sectors. What about now going through technology? How is the technology sector growing at the moment? What is the current status? And what are the human resources capability? Are there a lot of foreigners coming in, especially in this sector, or most of the resources are from Montenegro itself? I mean, what is the current situation regarding this?
Last year, we changed a law, and we make a law with name Digital Nomads. Everyone who have knowledge in IT sector can come and live in Montenegro, not only 90 days like tourists. They can live 1 year without any problem in our country and enjoy this life like freelancer, because, like you know, every one of them pay a lot of money all around the world.
Of course.
Like freelancer in our countries right now, zero tax for freelancers. And many of them come to Montenegro. We have huge attack from the IT sector companies who open every day companies in Montenegro. I think right now we have more than 200 companies from IT sector, even from England, Germany, France, and other Western countries. Let's say 90% of these workers are from outside of the Montenegro. Only 10% is from Montenegro, because, like I say, we are a small country. We have university for IT sector, and everyone who finish this university, he already have job somewhere in Montenegro, and because of that, we import a lot of workers outside of the country to work in this technical sector. But what is very good is this law, like we call it digital nomads, are very friendly, and everyone who want to come to Montenegro, they will spend less money than other country and feel free like at home. For us, this is good because we rent homes for these people. They live in our country. This is high knowledge people who have a lot of skills, not only in IT, and we develop through them every year.
The knowledge passing they, over. So as we all can see, I mean, it's very attractive. We are open a lot of sectors. You have aviation, you have infrastructure, you have tourism, you have energy, technology, idle motion. There's airports still on scope to be constructed. So for everyone to have a big scope, I mean, there's really a huge opportunity in any sector right now to come in. There's no limitation what kind of amount of investment you're going to put in. And the tax rate is one of the lowest around Europe and EU. I think it's the lowest one right now.
The lowest one.
Yes.
The lowest one for sure, 9%.
9%. So it's very, very attractive. So you have the insurance that the FDI compliance and rules and regulations are open and very soft to any investor who like to come in and invest in any of these areas or to develop the country. We still have to talk a little bit about the health sector. It's the last one that we haven't talked about. So just to recap and finish up, how is the status of the health sector and what are the current possibilities and opportunities in this sector at the moment?
Huge possibilities, honestly, because health care in Montenegro are completely free. We pay like people tax, and this is enough for us to pay all this sector, but everyone who open private clinic or something like that, they have a lot of jobs because we need specialists in every sector. Many of our doctors go out of the country because we have problem because now globalization do its job, let's say. Now it's very easy for medical doctor to find a job, let's say in Germany, where he can get salary minimum of 10,000 euro or even more, and because of that he moved from the Montenegro. But everyone who open clinic, they work 24 hours and have big income, because many times people want to go to the private clinic, not to the state, because it will move faster. They will finish everything in 1 or 2 days. Let's say in state hospitals need sometimes 15 days to come and finish your stuff.
See, for this is the work or treatment, whatever it is.
Have in our country have many private clinics, especially in the capital city, but potential now is very huge in every city in the Montenegro. Okay, in some part needs smaller private clinic.
How about the investments in public hospitals? What is the situation in that? Does it require, I mean, is it allowed to invest in public hospitals or only private? I mean, what is the situation?
Only private right now, because our law is strict. For now, only state invest in the government hospitals. Sure. And we want to change that. This is all, let's say, low, and but for now it's impossible because that I didn't mention. But have space to improve the health care in Montenegro, and everyone who have experience in this sector, they will find that Montenegro is very good country to, yes, to invest in it. What is con- what is
yeah,
not
please, go ahead.
In this sector, what is most important is healthcare workers who have special good doctors, healthcare workers, they can do everything. If they don't have, this is problematic in Montenegro, they cannot found. Just to say to your potential sure. investitor in this sector, I don't want to say come open, you will found the medical staff, which is, let's say, almost impossible, but bringing from another, bring healthcare
from a foreign country as investment,
yes,
and with
yes,
the knowledge of the people, it's
yes,
very easy
yes.
to you know, expand
yes.
in Montenegro. It's, yes. it's good. So just recapping, we have healthcare, we have aviation, we have automotion, we have agriculture, especially agriculture needs to develop a lot. Also, there's a lot of opportunities there also together with healthcare. There's a lot of opportunities also regarding winery, as wine production regarding agriculture sector. It's very attractive also to produce in Montenegro because it's much, much cheaper, and the weather and the land is very good for the actual growth of the grapes. We covered also the technology. Technology is very, very centric because it's the future. We're talking about most of the things around us move with artificial intelligence, and there's a lot of skilled people around the world that have the opportunity to go to Montenegro and still develop a lot better than they could in any other country because of the actual conditions. There are much higher level conditions that you could have with same amount of money what you could have in any other country. Communications in Montenegro are quite good. We're talking about they're over 4G all deployed. They have fiber capability. They have good connection over wired or fixed network. They have most of the services right now, especially on TV, also go through fiber in many of the capital cities. In rural areas, they still have some of digital, but most of it is being deployed regarding digital channels. And the government is open. The government is open. There's no limitations. It's the taxation is very attractive, as I just mentioned. You have 9% over 200K, 0% below 200K. So you don't have all these regulations in any other part of EU or any developed country. It's very strategic. The localization of the country is very strategic. It is very close to Italy. Greece is just around the corner, just a border with Montenegro. So it's very, very centric, and you can get anywhere from there. You can get to the Middle East, you can get to Europe, you can get to Asia. So it's midway, let's just say, to almost to everywhere. So if anyone, especially on logistics, we haven't covered this, but logistics also very centric and strategic, because if we have a depot there or a very big delivery depot in Montenegro, you can recover a lot, of course, because of the strategic localization in there. So just to finish up, regarding logistics, how is this sector developing in Montenegro? How is the current situation in this sector?
Let's say every city have their own logistic. This is private sector at all, and work, let's say, pretty good. We have connections with trails, with roads, also cargo planes come to Montenegro, and this also my company export all around the world. I don't have any logistic problem. I can export everywhere. Also right now we export to Asia, Europe, and no problem at all. Anywhere, and also because of that I say we have port, because when you have port, cost of logistics is very low. Everything what you produce you can transport with low cost.
Wonderful. So just to finish up, Arvan, did you like to mention anything else besides what we covered? Do you have anything to add regarding what we discussed?
Have many things, let's say, to mention, but we opened the topics. I think your public have to
the general idea.
Yes. They now we speak today about this to be your guest. Next time, I will prepare more and more topics what we can open, and let's start. We are friendly people. This is, I need to say, in every part of the country, they like people. They are, let's say, friendly, and you are welcome like tourists. You are welcome like investors. You are welcome in every way. You will feel Montenegro like your country,
like
and
family.
We want.
Yes, they are very friendly people. Yes.
Thank you, Julio, for everything. Sorry, a little bit for my English is not fluent.
No problem at all.
What
it was
to
a
do?
Pleasure. Thank you for the information regarding all the opportunities of investment. I think it's very clear for everyone who sees this. What are the major opportunities? How is the country? How is the developing? So thank you very much, Arvan, for all this time. I really, truly appreciate it. And I think all the viewers in this will have really transparent view what is Montenegro, which I think most of them didn't knew because of, like we mentioned before, the country is small. Not many people go and see what's going on in there. So I think this will give them, you know, a higher view of Montenegro itself. So that's all for us. Thank you very much for hearing us. Remember to subscribe and follow us on the channels. If you have any questions, just write us as investments@bodlsc.com. All the information will be on the descriptions of this video. And looking forward to be on the next one. So don't miss out. See you soon. Thank you very much. Thank you, Arda.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.